It's a Thursday morning right here on Palmetto Mornings, and I am so thankful to have two of my besties, and of course, Tyler, always just so great for us to be here together on a very, very difficult morning as we continue to keep our hearts and our prayers for the Leslie family. Had a tremendous tragedy yesterday. A mass shooting took place right here in Rock Hill. So we will continue to pray for the Leslie family. Dr. Leslie, his wife Barbara, two grandchildren, and a gentleman working outside their home lost their lives yesterday. It is right now 12 minutes after 8 o'clock, 55 degrees. I'm Patty Mercer along with our celebrity co-host,
Daisy Burrows.
And joining us in studio, Trina Ricks, who is an amazing lady. Just when we talk about a tribe of women that we look to for encouragement and motivation, this girlfriend is right there because she embodies strength and leadership, generosity with time, as you have volunteered in so many ways. And also a talent for making learning and history fun and easy to retain. So we just love Trina Ricks. And I didn't even mention she's the owner of Easy Labs. So all of this that she does, and she is also a business owner, is just incredible. Good morning, Trina.
Good morning to both of you, to all of you. Thank you for having me here.
Well, thank you for being here. Congratulations. I'm not surprised. You were just recognized by the community relations in Rock Hill, South Carolina, right here, for your amazing work that you do, the volunteer work.
It's all true. I was awarded by the City of Rock Hill Community Relations Committee for all of the historic interpretation that I did for churches, for schools, and especially for the Martin Luther King prayer breakfast.
I love it. I love it. There you are, bringing history to life. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But first, I want to ask you about the impact of COVID-19 in your life, in your business. What do you feel was, you know, the biggest change and, I guess, consequence of what we have endured through this past year of the three W's and also the disconnect, having to just basically shut down and stay inside? How did it impact you?
It's interesting that when we were asked to shut down, you think about a multitude of things. You think about how we take life for granted. And that I wake up every day knowing that I can walk outside my door and start my day. And to then be told that you are restricted to the boundaries of your four walls in your home, you're kind of disoriented. You don't really know what to do with deciding now, what do I do?
Especially with the service that you provide, which is drug testing.
Yes.
Job employers are all reaching out to you. So that service, were you able to continue to, in some capacity, provide that service during COVID shutdown?
So I don't know if everyone will be able to say this, but during COVID, I never closed my doors. During COVID, mm-hmm. I never laid off any of my employees.
And it's wonderful.
My business has grown in a year. The year of COVID, my business has increased revenue.
What do you attribute that to?
That in spite of what we were dealing with, I think there was a small core group of people that believe that life still needed to evolve, that folks needed to still find a way and have a way to pay their bills and to exist. Mm-hmm. That even though we were asked to sort of shut things down, I think that this is what makes America, America. This is what allows us to evolve as we have, because you have those that kind of challenge that and say, you know, without risk, there's no reward. And so those individuals said, we need to continue to do what we're doing.
Find a way.
Find a way.
You also offer DNA testing, don't you?
I do.
Which I'm curious, and we probably will. I tell you what, we're going to come back and talk about that, because I am very curious with what we are seeing in the headlines every day about the diversity, about cancel culture, and the DNA testing that is available, what it reveals in terms of we're more connected than we might realize from the color of our skin.
Absolutely.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Oh, good morning. It is about 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, 57 degrees right here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer, along with our celebrity co-host,
Daisy Burrows.
And Trina Ricks, owner of Easy Labs, continues the conversation. And I was asking about DNA testing. The climate in America right now seems to be driving this division between the color of our skin or where we were born. And it just is so frustrating to me, because I think I asked my parents one time about my DNA and they gave me like four. Like, oh, well, you know, you're Scot, Irish, English, Dutch. I don't know. And then one time I was at a party and someone said, girl, you know, you need to check your DNA because I hate to say it, but they were like, white girls don't dance like that. Which, it's awesome.
Patty, you got moves.
Well, I feel like conversation is conversation. And when you are connecting with others, you have an opportunity to learn and grow and accept and move forward, right? But when it comes to DNA, what are you seeing? Are you seeing more people finding out and being curious about where they actually come from and what's in their DNA?
Yeah, I think there is an increase curiosity about their family legacy, their roots, and folks do want to know. And I think that we are trying to find a way to connect to each other. And I believe that if more people did research on DNA, I think they would find that we probably are linked together.
How could we not be?
You know, it's a true statement. And I think there are so many things that you can relate it to. I mean, you can even go back into, you know, slavery time. And or on a positive note, you can look at cross-pollinization, where you have things that grow together in the lawn that create something beautiful,
yes,
and gorgeous. And all of a sudden, folks see it and say, I want that. I want to be a part of that. That looks gorgeous. How did that happen? I think eventually we're going to be a group of people who will not be able to identify each other by color.
And this is the thing. I love that from a, you know, a bigger perspective, but I also love the fact that I remember when I was living in the Northeast for a little bit and I was a little bit nervous about maybe inviting some ladies over for lunch. I was like, what would I make them? I don't know what their food, what they like. And one of my friends said, girl, what do you eat in South Carolina? I said, well, we eat biscuits and fried chicken and, you know, green beans. She said, that's what you make. In other words, you do you, boo. And I thought, well, yeah, why am I trying to be this when I truly love the way I grew up, the way my mother cooked? And so to embrace culture, to say you like what you like, you like what you like, whether it's your friends, whether it's your food. But it's not about division. It's not about, you know, the color of the skin. It's about just being our authentic selves.
Correct.
Yeah. And recognizing that there is beauty, such beauty when we come together. Hey, stay with us, all right?
Yeah. Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
And good morning. It is 27 minutes after 8 o'clock, 57 degrees. I'm Patty Mercer.
Along with Daisy Burrows.
And Trina Ricks joins us. She is the owner of Easy Labs and also very involved in York County. In fact, for many years, you've been volunteering at Visit York County, which was the Visitors Convention Bureau in the past. But you've been doing that quite a while.
Oh, my gosh, for a dozen plus years.
Wow. And then this past year with COVID, not so much?
Oh, not so much. I mean, you know, we had to close the doors and be very mindful about visitors coming in, not having the appropriate filtration. So doors were closed and Trina had to go find something else to volunteer for.
Do share.
Well, okay. So, you know, I'm on the Heart to Heart Foundation, which is a wonderful foundation that makes everyone aware of your heart.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, without your ticker, you know, you can't go out and play. You can't do much of anything. And Heart to Heart is doing everything they can to make folks aware of the signs or the test that you need to take, because sometimes there are no signs.
So what are the tests that are recommended for us to take?
So there's a calcium heart test that is probably the most difficult test to get people to recognize and even get a great deal of support from hospitals, clinics, and doctors to initiate that test to find out, you know, how well your heart is ticking. And if you have, you know, that high calcium content that could lead to heart disease.
So this is an example of advocating for yourself through an awareness and understanding of knowledge, which is really at the heart of the Heart to Heart Foundation, is helping women especially, but everybody, because we all have to have that heart, you know, it's pretty important, to know our hearts, because a lot of preventative behavior, diet, exercise can make a difference, huge difference.
Huge difference. And because women are affected differently from men, and generally there are no signs until it's too late.
Right.
And we take for granted, again, odd pains that we have, that constant pain in the arms or the numbness, and we attribute it to something else. It's so rare that we say, let me go and maybe have my heart checked out. It's probably one of the least things that we think about.
Mm-hmm. And then so many folks will say this, where it's women are the mothers. They're the ones taking care of everyone else in the entire family. They're the decision maker for everyone's health. But when it comes to taking that intrinsic look and saying, well, maybe that is something that I should go get checked out, it's not necessarily top of mind.
Yes. Excellent point. Because we are providers and we are more in tune to providing for others than we are for taking care of ourselves.
That's right. That's right. And at Piedmont Medical Center, there is just an amazing opportunity. Whatever you've got going on with your heart, you can find a physician that is able to identify and make sure that the best care is given.
Absolutely. And even on the website, PiedmontMedicalCenter.com, there's a health risk assessment for folks to be able to go online and take a questionnaire just to get some more information, get some additional details, and then also sign up for additional information to be emailed to the person that wants that information. So there's resources aplenty.
And there's so many great partnerships within our community where you've got Piedmont Medical Center, and then you've got the Heart to Heart Foundation, and then you've got WRHI, you know, the local voice and radio right here. And we're able to have these conversations and save a life. You just never know that person that's like, I'm just not sure about that. And then they hear it on the radio as they're driving to work or driving to the grocery store, and they're like, oh, it's meant to be. This, okay, God, I hear you. And it's Trina Ricks.
Right. Perfection.